This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish. The internet has taken a toll on print media, from newspapers and magazines to the telephone book. From member station WVTF, Sandy Houseman reports that university yearbooks are also taking a hit.
The University of Virginia is very big on tradition. Students here don't use the word campus because the school's founder, Thomas Jefferson, preferred the word grounds. And the most popular dorm rooms on grounds are tiny chambers built in 1820, heated only by a fireplace. Larry Sabato is a UVA professor and alum.
There are so many traditions that when you come in, half of the orientation period is learning what they are.
So it came as a shock when the university learned its student-run yearbook, which had published since 1888, could no longer cover its costs. In a survey of student leaders, fewer than half thought the yearbook should be saved, a view shared by senior Patrick O'Grady.
It's a shame to see it die, but I wouldn't have bought one anyway. I only know probably about 1% of our class.
Everything is so technological now that people just don't have a desire for a 400-page book that's going to sit on a shelf and collect dust.
Michelle Birch was last year's co-editor. She says the staff tried to generate interest, sending emails, handing out flyers, even putting ads on Facebook.
And when we realized that we couldn't even get people to come and take pictures, there's no way people are going to buy a book that they're not in.
At other universities, the story's much the same. Rich Stobie is with yearbook publisher Jostens. He says about 1,000 colleges still print a yearbook. That's down from about 2,400 in 1995. But Stobie doesn't blame the internet.
Virtually every high school and K through 12 school prints a yearbook of some type, even though online social networking has been around for a number of years.
Instead, he suggests the economy is a factor, with books costing up to $100 and students feeling less loyal to graduating classes that are bigger and more diverse than ever before. Whatever the reason, the decline of college yearbooks upsets many who love history. Whitney Spivey is a grad student at the University of Missouri, where the yearbook folded in 2006. She spent all four of her undergraduate years working on the yearbook at Virginia.
You know, every book is kind of like a little time capsule, and the hairstyles change and the fashion changes, and there are social movements, there are wars, there are, you know, at UVA, like, minorities and women were incorporated into university life, and you see this sort of progression of time and history, and I think it's just really interesting to look at.
And some are quite valuable because they contain an early poem by Edgar Allan Poe, drawings by William Faulkner, or a picture of the young Brad Pitt. There's even a company called eyearbook.com that's put thousands of old yearbooks online and charges people to search. So why not skip the publisher and put today's college yearbooks on a website in the first place? Kelly Furness advises the yearbook at Virginia Tech.
When we're interviewing students who are applying for editor of the yearbook, we actually ask them, in a world of MySpace and Facebook, why is a yearbook still relevant? And I think their answers are very telling. You know, first students say, who uses MySpace? And I think that's important, that no matter how popular an electronic service may be at this point in time, its existence can be somewhat fleeting.
And of course, you can't handwrite best wishes in the back of a website. For NPR News, I'm Sandy Houseman in Charlottesville, Virginia.